stones had been piled up into something that resembled the throne of some ancient pagan king beside the bonfire. Nicodemus sat atop them, of course. Tessa stood at his right hand, entirely in human form for the first time since I had seen her. She was a little slip of a girl who barely looked old enough to hold a driver's license and was dressed in something black and skin tight. Deidre knelt at Nicodemus's feet, and with the three of them together like that, I could see the blending of the parents' features in their daughter, especially around the eyes. Deidre's showed a full measure of both Nicodemus's soulless calculation and Tessa's heartless selfishness. Magog crouched at the base of the pile of stones, ape-like and enormous, sullen eyes burning with bloodlust. The spine denarian I had beaten down with a silver construct hand lay reclining on the ground beside Magog, his face twisted with hate, one hand twisting and clenching, but his maimed body was otherwise motionless. My heart sped up in sudden excitement. There were still six of them. They hadn't broken Ivy yet. I held up a hand. We came to a stop while Rosanna lightly mounted the steps to kneel down at Tessa's right hand. "Wow," I drawled. "That isn't a contrived tableau or anything. Are you here to do business, or did you get lost on your way to auditions for Family Feud?"
"Gunmen in the cottage," Sonya murmured very quietly.
"Beasts in the shadows behind the tower," Michael whispered. I kept myself from looking. If my friends said there were bad guys there, they were there, end of story.
"Good evening, Dresden," Nicodemus said. "Have you brought the merchandise?"
I jingled the crown royal bag and bumped the hilt of Shiro's sword hanging over my shoulder with the side of my head.
"Yep, but you knew that already, or Rosie there wouldn't have brought us this far, so let's skip the small talk. Show me the girl."
"By all means," Nicodemus said.
He gestured with one hand, and the shadows, his shadow, I should say, suddenly fell away from the interior of the ruined lighthouse tower. Red light filled that space, pouring up from the sigils and glyphs of the most elaborate greater circle I had ever seen, and I'd seen one made of silver, gold, and precious stones. This one incorporated all those things, plus art, grotesque pieces mostly, sound ringing forth in gentle, steady waves from upright tuning forks and tubular bells, and light, focused through prisms and crystals, refracted into dozens of colors that split and bent into perfectly geometric shapes in the air around the circle. Ivy was trapped inside. I've seen some fairly extreme abuse in my time, but it never gets easier to see more of it. Nick's people had gone with most of the classics for breaking someone down, and then added in a few twists that wouldn't be available to regular folks. They'd taken Ivy's clothes, for starters, which in this weather was sadistic on multiple levels. They'd shaved her hair away, leaving her bald, except for a couple of sad, ragged little tufts of gold. She was curled up into a fetal position, and she floated in the air, spinning slowly and apparently at random. Her eyes were tightly closed, her face pale with disorientation, terrified. Outside the circle, they had chained a number of those hideous hunting beasts, hairless creatures that resembled nothing in the animal kingdom, but fell somewhere between a big panther and a wolf. The creatures looked hungry and stared intently at the floating morsel. One of them snarled and threw itself to the end of its chain in an effort to snap its fanged maw closed upon the girl's vulnerable flesh. It couldn't reach her, but Ivy twitched and let out a thready whimper. As she spun and twirled, a deliberate echo of what she'd done to Magog at the aquarium, I felt certain, the motion revealed dozens of tiny scratches and bruises, evidence of a small legion of petty cruelties. They would, however, seem nightmarish enough to a child who had never experienced real pain of her own. All of this, the pain, the helplessness, the indignity, all of it, would be that much more horrific and terrifying to Ivy for its novelty.